This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Good afternoon, Dr. Sayed. I got to know you yesterday and I tried to watch some of your videos on YouTube. And I try in as much as possible to listen to you today when you speak. So, I respect your faith and being a veteran in the faith. So, sir, I'm not here to compete with you as a veteran. And I'm not here to argue because I know this issue that we are actually talking about has led... Yes, sir. I'm not giving a speech. Okay, so the question I want to ask is that could there be a way that there is going to be a generation or this our generation that we are going to come to the position of uniformity of faith? That's all. Thank you.
That's a very good question. That is there going to be a time in our generation where there will be uniformity of faith? Yes, there will be. Quran says that. When will we all believe in one faith? Today we know because people are misguiding and there has to be to know what is truth. You have to verify. That's what has come. So we believe, as I told you, Islam is the only non-Christian faith which makes an article of faith to believe in Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. No Muslim is a Muslim unless he believes in Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. Does the church say you have to believe in Prophet Muhammad? No. So, only where uniformity can come, we believe in all the prophets of mentioned in the Bible. We only tell you, take one step forward. Believe in Prophet Muhammad. And Prophet Muhammad has been prophesied in the Bible. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 18, verse number 18. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 18, verse number 19. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 12, verse number 29. In the Song of Solomon, chapter number 5, verse number 16. He's also prophesied in the New Testament. He's prophesied in the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 16. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 15, verse number 16. In Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 11. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 7. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 11 to 14. I have many things to say unto you, but he cannot bear them now. For he, when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall guide you unto all truth. He shall not speak of himself, all that he shall he speak. So for uniformity, there should be similarities. So only way you can get uniform is by following the true teachings of Jesus Christ, not the teaching of the church. So if you study the Bible analytically and follow the Bible only, not the church, not putting words and trying to say Jesus said he's God, never did he said that. Because of this wrong teaching of the church, there can never be uniformity. In Islam, I cannot be a Muslim until I believe Jesus is a messenger. Until Adam is a messenger. Until Moses is a messenger. I have to believe. So uniformity is coming from Islam side, not from the church. And will it happen? Yes, it will happen. I ended my speech by quoting a verse of the Quran, which is mentioned thrice. In Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse number 33. In Surah Fatah, chapter 48, verse 28. And Surah Saf, chapter 61, verse number 9. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَالدِّينُ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ فَرَقَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. That Allah sent His messenger, Prophet Muhammad, with guidance and the knowledge of truth, so that it will prevail over all the other religions, all the other isms, whether it be atheism, communism, socialism, Christianism, Buddhism, Hinduism. Islam is destined to supersede all, كُلِّهِ, master them all. How much the idol worshippers don't like it. And enough is Allah the witness. And the hadith says, there will be a time before the world ends. For 7 years, Islam will rule the world. For 7 years. Whether it happen after 5 years, after 10 years, after 50 years, I don't know. But there will be a time when the world will be very peaceful for 7 years. That is the saying of the Prophet. Whether it happen after 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, I don't know. But it's going to happen. Hope that answers the question.
Thank you.
Brother, do you believe that God is one? Do you believe God is one? Do you believe Jesus is God or is the messenger of God? He's no God. But no, that means you didn't listen to my talk. You heard my question answer with the earlier person. And that's what we did. You, I heard it, but didn't I tell you nowhere does Jesus say he's God? Nowhere. Correct. Correct. There are two Lord. One can be Lord or human being, no problem. But Lord as God, no. You know, we call, like how you go in UK. UK to title, you give Lord so-and-so. So that's Lord, no problem. You go to the court and you call the judge, me Lord. No problem. So there are two types of Lord. One is human being Lord, one is God Lord. You call him human being, you call him God. I'm asking you in English language when you open the dictionary. In English, brother, look at here. English language. If you open the dictionary, Lord has two meanings. One is human being, like the judge, a respected person, you call him Lord, no problem. The second meaning is God. So are you talking Jesus Christ is a respected human being or is he God?
Yeah, if you are talking about his earthly work, we can refer to him as Lord, but there is also a divinity dimension of him being Lord. Lord of all.
That means you are just like the other people. Heard. I gave you so many references. My father is greater than all. My father is greater than I. I can of my own self do nothing. Jesus Christ said. I can do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. For I seek the will of my father. All these verses clearly show that he was a human being. He was not God. So why do you want to give divinity to him? No problem. Thank you. That means you don't want the world. You don't want the world to unite. You don't want the world to unite. You are disuniting the world. You are disuniting the world. I have come here to unite the world. People like you, they disunite the world. The Bible doesn't say God, yet you want to say God. So you are helping those people who don't want to unite the world. I am a Dai. Nowhere did Jesus said he's God. Neither in the Quran, neither in the Bible. Yet, Christian like you, you want to disunite humanity. I'm sorry to say. You may respect me, but I don't respect you. Because you are here to disunite the human being. When Jesus is very clearly saying in the Bible, in the Quran, U'budullah, worship Allah, Rabbi wa Rabbukum, my Lord and your Lord. Yet you say, Jesus is Lord. Thank you, brother. You're most welcome. Next question.
Sir.
Thank you.
I thought you, I understand.
Unless you don't change your statement, you can go, please. Can we have the next question, please?